In supreme nocte celi cibum turbe dorde sedat suis manibus. On the night of that last supper, as for to his apostles, he gives himself with his own hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear fathers, very dear faithful, today, Holy Thursday, is a feast day for two reasons. It is the day our Lord instituted the sacrifice of the Mass, the sacrifice of the New Testament, and it is the day that our Lord instituted the priesthood for that sacrifice. These three holy days, the Holy Triduum, are the days we spend closest to our Lord as we spend at the deathbed of a loved one. His every moment, his every word is dear to us because he loved us enough to save us from an eternity of hell. Why did our Lord institute this sacrifice and this priesthood? From time immemorial, a Messiah was promised to us to save us from our sins. When the time came, our Lord came to us as a member of his chosen people. It was said of him that he did all things well. He kept all 613 commandments of the Jewish religion. On the first Holy Thursday at the Last Supper, he gave us what was needed for the New Testament. The Last Supper itself was a Passover service, which in turn was modeled on the worship in the temple. Altogether, the Last Supper combined in one ceremony the patriarchal worship, the tabernacle, the temple, the synagogue, all united in one feast called Passover, which our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled and transformed into the Mass. The Gospel writers do not record every single detail, as it was common knowledge to everyone around them, including Gentiles. They did not see our Lord do anything they were not used to seeing. They did, however, record the few things that our Lord did that were different: the institution of the Holy Eucharist. That first Mass began with the synagogue service, wherein the Torah was read. This was followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, during which the Passover lamb was consumed and the bitter herbs were eaten. At the end was the Thanksgiving. All the ceremonial of the Mass we have today, from fasting before Mass, prayers at the foot of the altar, confession before offering sacrifice, all were part of the synagogue service of that first Holy Thursday. The Talmud goes into minute details of the services and ceremonials of the Jewish people at the time it was written. Many of these ceremonies, with hardly a change, we find in the ceremonies of the Church. Holy Mother Church has kept every last detail of these ceremonies, even down to the vestments. Nothing in the Mass has been taken from any pagan religions. All was handed down to the chosen people by God himself and through the apostles to us. All that was required at that last Passover of the Old Testament, our Lord fulfilled, having the lamb for the sacrifice certified and purified for it. Later on, as recorded by the evangelist, our Lord offered the Passover in the cenacle on that first Holy Thursday and properly opened the New Testament. He chose that same day to institute the priests for the sacrifice of this New Testament and gave them an example of servitude by washing their feet. In the historical setting of Genesis, we find a promise made to Abraham by God that is fulfilled in the priesthood of the New Testament. When Abraham had won the victory over the four kings who had attacked his nephew Lot, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, was at hand to offer the sacrifice of bread and wine and grant him the blessing and protection of the Most High God. Abraham, who sought to be loyal to God and do his holy will, did not keep any of the spoils of war. So it is with the priests of the New Testament, established on this day by Jesus Christ. The heavenly high priest blesses those who do not seek the material spoils of the earth. Dear faithful, in all of the Old Testament, God spoke of his coming to save us from our sins. This night, the beginning of the New Testament, he instituted the sacrifice of bread and wine, transformed into his own body and blood, given as food to us, as a means to give us grace, to save us from our sins, and bring us to eternal life. Where in the old, the priesthood ended with the death of the priest, our Lord instituted a new priesthood, which is a participation in his own eternal priesthood, uniting it with his kingdom. Let us pray every day for Our Lady, the Mother of Priests, for all of them, so that they may always remain loyal to God and do his holy will. In supreme notte cene, cibum turbe duodene, sedat suis manibus. On the night of that last supper, as food to his apostles, he gives himself with his own hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.